Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
All right, lunchtime confessions. We're live. Tom's Watch Bar, downtown. We confess our sins to you, the Loophole. Shout out to the Loopholes. If you listen, you are one. Some of these confessions have to do with sports. Some have nothing to do with sports, but we're transparent with you 24/7. Let it hang a little bit lower during lunchtime confessions. It is time to confess.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
Made a big mistake last night. Just got a fall on the sword.
Just one?
Just one. One big mistake. So the kids came over and were going to bring some food last night.
Yep.
Dad, we want to get you taken care of. I was sitting on the front porch looking at the beautiful Houston skyline.
Feliz cumpleaños.
Yeah, had a nice glass of wine.
Feliz cumpleaños.
And they said, what do you want? I know you probably want Mexican food because I had mentioned it earlier.
Yeah.
And I'm Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know what? Y'all pick. Whatever you want to pick. You know there's a lot of great places in town. They brought freaking El Tiempo. I like El Tiempo.
Yum. I think it's the best catering Mexican food, honestly. A lot of that, let's be honest, John. Let's be honest.
Yeah?
Take off the biased Mexican outlook that you're going to give me.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Mexican food does not travel well.
But travel like, especially for nine people.
El Tiempo travels well.
No.
Real well.
I've always made this very, very clear. I like El Tiempo. If someone's visiting from out of town, it's a good place to take them, all that stuff. But I can think of five or six places that I do go to five or six places before El Tiempo. I was thinking, obviously, we talk about Teo a lot, Teotihuacan. Guadalajara is one another one I really like. Abasolo is another one I really like. And they know I go to these places, and they brought El Tiempo.
What'd they bring? Fajitas?
A little bit of everything. It was delicious. It was enchiladas, fajitas, some tostadas. It was great. And it was good. But I was like, man, I should have told them where to go.
All right. I'm going to piggyback on this.
Oh, yeah?
It might get intense.
All right.
Lunchtime Confessions, live from Tom's Watch Bar downtown.
All
right, I don't know if I should say this.
Just say it.
No, if I should say this, John.
Say it. You have to now.
Do your kids really represent La Raza as good as you would like them to? They kind of like it's kind of understandable. It's kind of understandable why they might bring El Tiempo. Let's be honest. Like if I lined up Lopez's three kids and I had a 10-minute conversation with each of them,
yeah.
I would actually be impressed if they went with El Tiempo because I would expect Taco Cabana,
Chile Relleno,
Relleno,
hey, Taco Bell.
They don't go that far. No, they're you know what? They are the perfect illustration of being half Mexican American and half not. in doses, they're very much about our culture, my culture, my background, whatever. But then they're also like, I don't think so. I don't know about this. They do what? How do you make those tamales again? No, they're good on the tamales, that's for sure.
Lunchtime Confessions live from Tom's Watch Bar here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
You know how we say you don't really listen for the announcers as much? I mean, there's some.
Mm-hmm.
Ian Eagle is flat out.
He's better than Jim Nance.
A lot better.
He's better.
He's a
Let's just be honest. I know we're in Houston. Let's just be real.
Yeah.
At this point, like, Ian Eagle's the man.
He is a lot. I think he's smoother. I want to hear him. You know, not a lot of sappy stories about some grandma that died.
Underutilized, you know, too. Underutilized.
Like, how often has...
By the way, Raftery's a badass, too, and so is Grant Hill.
He's a good, I think he's a good guy to have a beer with. He's like smart aleck and all that stuff. But, like, Jim Nance, you know, he's got... Does he have a person specifically to go search for, like, dead relatives?
Like, come on,
he always brings it up. Well, and his aunt, blah, 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 that he came up playing with passed away 2 weeks ago. And again, we like Jim Nance. My confession is Ian Eagle.
No, he's a man.
Is a lot better.
He's amazing.
A lot better.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
Incredible. Awesome. Lunchtime Confessions live from Tom's Watch Bar here on Sports Radio 610.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
So I'm kind of being scarred by someone that we make fun of a lot of on our show.
Mm-hmm.
It's early, guy. The Astros are playing baseball. We like to react. And if you go to New York or anything, and you go to Boston, and you go to any of these sports cities where the sports radio is through the roof, mm-hmm. the energy is through the roof, every baseball game is the end-all, be-all.
Yes.
And then it continues, and it's not that serious.
Right.
But in Houston, when you try to bring that energy, despite the fact you won Astros energy, mm-hmm. anytime you like kind of react to something, it's like, well, it's early. Right. It's early. It's early. I'm not going to lie.
It's only August.
We got to brace ourselves.
I'm not going to lie. It's early, guy, has kind of scarred me a little bit when it comes to talking baseball.
I just
want to have fun. I just want to watch the game. I want to feel like I watched something meaningful.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I've been scarred by it's early, guy.
I'm sorry that you reminded me of this. We're in for about, what, 3 or 4 months of it's early, guy, at least?
Five.
Guys, it's not even September yet.
Oh, my God. It's early. Happening.
Lunchtime Confessions here on Sports Radio 610 live from Tom's Watch Bar.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I think I might be exaggerating this a little bit, but I'm good if Alperen Şengün ends up playing somewhere else at this point.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
Oh, wow.
I'm not saying I want it.
I'll switch in the music.
But if you've seen how they work together with Jalen Green, how Jalen Green has been playing, I'm like, and I'm a big Şengün fan. We've talked about him a lot on this show, but I don't see how it's going to work next year or you know, down the road. When he has to have the ball in his hands so much, and Jalen Green might be elevating and finding something here. I get it. You know, it's been a kind of a asterisk kind of 10-game win streak, but it's pretty damn impressive.
Lunchtime Confessions here on In the Loop.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
All right, I don't know what to say here.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been anti-East Coast when it comes to rap music. Not big on Bad Boy Records, but for some reason, it's not even like a I'm going to enjoy it type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
The last 5 days, I've been shuffling Bad Boy Records on my Pandora. And I'm not saying like I'm trying to defend anything or anything like that, but I don't know if I'm anti-cancel culture because I don't want to like completely dismiss art or anything like that. But like with P. Diddy getting raided, I find myself just wanting to go back and like listen to more of the music now. But what does that say about me?
I think what it says about you is you're like everyone else. When someone gets into the news, you're intrigued by them.
Yeah.
That's why I always say spell the name right. Like P. Diddy, I haven't even looked at my Spotify. I can, but I bet you it's through the roof. I bet you it's just through the roof. It's very, 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 very rare that publicity is bad publicity. Any publicity is good publicity. He's banking, Figgy.
Don't tell him that.
He's in a miserable...
I don't know if he's banking
no,
right
no.
now.
No, he's in a miserable place, and he'll probably end up in prison. But I'm saying, in terms of like record sales, producers, and other things, absolutely. Absolutely.
By the way, did you see that I predicted this? Actually, my wife predicted this, and this was... I wish I would have said it when she said it. So, Kanye's wife, Bianca Sensory...
Mm-hmm.
I think I might have said it Monday.
Yeah, we talked about it, yeah.
I said that Kim was so irrelevant. We said it on air because we brought it up to T-Mill.
Yeah.
That she's like so popular right now. Kim Kardashian put out a picture and she's dressed just like her, like basically showing her breasts.
Oh, of course she is.
It's like she's trying to stay relevant now.
Of course she is.
Just like Kanye's wife.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, dude. Literally like the same same naked type of outfit.
Oh.
She's struggling, man.
She's going to do something. They can't help it. She's going to do something wild.
She's struggling, man.
Just enjoy your life, man.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy is her dating Odell Beckham didn't even blink an eye, man.
Nobody cared.
Because he was kind of on the down.
That was 10 years ago, man. Yeah. That would have been a big deal.
Nobody cared.
Who should she date? What gets her back?
Tom Brady. Nah, I don't know. I don't think she can get back because here's what happened to Kim Kardashian. She basically thought that she could be – she thought she got with Kanye when Kanye was this, and he like elevated her here.
Yeah.
And then I think she started thinking – because he was the same guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like minus the crazy stuff. She thought that she had reached this peak to where he could go down like this.
And she would still
– and he's up here right now.
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
Well
– I'm shocked.
She does know CJ Stroud.
Come on, man.
I'm just saying. They've worked on some charities together. They were in the same suite at the Super Bowl. Remember?
Yeah.
That was an elevator, though.
She can't be elevated at this point.
Yeah, I don't
No, because
so.
Because the problem she has now is that she's looked at as fair or not. And that's why she's trying to go the extra mile to be, like, good parents with Kanye.
Yeah.
She's looked at as anti-Kanye. You can't be anti-Kanye and be what Kim Kardashian wants to be.
Yeah.
You can't.
How does Kanye just stay like?
Because he's a genius.
Right?
I mean, he's an artistic genius.
Yes.
Yeah.
For better or worse, he's an artistic genius.
I mean, he just like didn't. It's but not she, even a blip.
But for her to be like what she wants to be, which is like up here.
Yeah.
You can't be looked at as anti Kanye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can still be famous. Can't be anti Kanye.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Can't happen. Who knows how much he has on her too?
That too.
Man.
Goodness gracious. Coming up, realistic expectations for the Astros. Let's lay them out. The Astros are a couple of hours away from starting. We're live at Tom's Watch Bar. What are the realistic expectations for the Astros next?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.